Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to a new game day version of the Cards Cast. It's week two. The home opener is University of Louisville football. Jeff Brohm, head coach, his first home game as the Cardinals head coach, hosting Murray State tonight, Thursday night, LNN Stadium, ACC Network. It's a blackout, Card March, 5 p.m. It's an opportunity for Louisville to go 2-0 for the first time since 2017. I really like the chances of them doing that. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demlin. Jody, it should be an electric atmosphere, both off the field, up in the stands with the blackout, large crowd, the excitement following, you know, the comeback win, Jeff Brohm now coaching the Cardinals. I think there's going to be plenty of excitement on the field as well to keep everybody entertained.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And Michael, I mean, good to go even further. That's the first time since 2017. Remember that year it was Louisville beating Purdue, Jeff Brohm's first game at Purdue, and then beating North Carolina. But just the third time, there are only three times in the ACC had Louisville gone 2-0 to start the year. The first one was the first year against Miami, and then back in 2016 also when they beat Charlotte and Syracuse, it's rare. You don't think about it. You don't think it is, but it's kind of been rare recently that they start 2-0. So this is a game that Louisville should win. There is officially, I guess you call it 42.5, because that's what I've seen now with sports betting, and it just began in the state of Kentucky. And if you want to do it, go make a bet on the way to the game tonight. If you think about it, you can actually legally do that now in the state of Kentucky. But at the wager facilities, and I understand in the city of Louisville or in the state of Kentucky, it's either 40.5 or 42.5, and the over under is 57, I think is what I saw. So Michael, your prediction, my prediction, we were really close onto the not only the number, but also onto the over under number. So maybe we should get a new job and go start creating lines. But that's what I've seen. Look, Louisville should win this game. We're not going to really talk about the win and the loss or whatever. Louisville should be 2-0 after this game. If they're not, then there's going to be some serious problems with the rest of the season. But what I want to see is the improvement, and I want to see it on both sides of the ball. I want to see it from the beginning. I want to see it from the coaches calling in the plays and lining up correctly on the defensive side of the ball, and for the offense to get something going and get Jack Plummer going easy early on with a couple of easy plays. And then I want to see some other guys in the game this week, Michael.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I would like to see the offense come out and just kind of click from the start. You know, last week, you know, against Georgia Tech, obviously they had an opportunity to get up big early, and they settled for a couple of Brock Travelstead field goals. And we know the story about falling behind and all that. I want to see the consistency get together early. Obviously, you want to see quarterback Jack Plummer connecting with his receivers, not throwing in the ground, not throwing behind them. I mean, it's going to happen occasionally, but let that be the rarity instead of the norm as we saw during the first half last Friday night down in Atlanta. But, you know, and I think we will. You know, I think that the jitters are going to be gone. This is the home game. There's going to be a lot of excitement. I think what happened last week, we saw them improve in the second half. You know, and one thing that I think is notable is, you know, this is a team that did not play very well offensively last week and still put 39 points on the board. That's kind of what has me thinking, you know, obviously, and they're playing a little lesser opponent, no offense, Murray State on the FCS level, So I think the margin certainly should be bigger. This game certainly should be easier for them. And I think by halftime, they should be up to a sizable lead. And we start seeing a lot more rotation. You know, that's one of the things I'm really excited about this game is seeing what guys, I mean, last Friday, we just saw five guys on the offensive line. Looking forward to seeing how that rotation starts to come to fruition, as well as, you know, throughout the field, you know, different positions on the field, guys like Jamari Johnson, will we see him, you know, some of these freshmen we've talked about get on the field today. So a lot of things to look forward to, even though the score may get out of hand kind of early.
Yeah. I think, I don't think we're going to see like Jeff will be different than what we've seen in the past, I believe. So I think they'll get up and get a good lead, and he'll let the guys have another series or two in the second half. I wouldn't be shocked to see, you know, Jack Plummer play most of the third quarter, depending on how this thing goes. You also have to think about in a blowout game, and I know it might not look that way last weekend with an 83-0 and 71-7 and games like that across the country. But in a blowout game or in these games that could be, should be kind of lopsided affairs, I think that's when you're going to see the clock is going to make the biggest difference, because it should be a fairly quick game tonight, if I would think. I look for this team to really come out and show me some improvement. I look for this team to come out and do some different things. Michael, I'm intrigued. We talked a little bit about it before. I'm really intrigued about the backfield, because I was on the sidelines last week and I was watching, and Juwar Jordan wasn't like he was, you know, moping around and pissed off at the world or anything, but you could tell he wanted the ball a little bit more than what he was getting the ball. And then he goes out there and has a 74-yard touchdown run to kind of put the game put Louisville ahead by what they were and kind of put the game out of reach. Thankfully to him recovering an onside kick at the end. That was Jawar that recovered that kick. And then after the game, he was the happiest camper of all. Yeah. So I'm intrigued by this, because I think we're going to see this every week. I think, you know, Jawar's going to be very consistent and be the leader, but Isaac Garrido is very, very capable. And Maurice Turner's really, really good. So I'm interested to see how they do the rotations on running back and who gets what. Look, Jamari Brash is the best wide receiver. He's going to lead them in catches. He's going to lead them in yards. I would be shocked if he doesn't. But running back-wise, those three guys are pretty equal, and they're a little different. So I'm intrigued to see what happens with that. And I think it starts tonight, because – in a game that you should win, I think that, it could be Maurice Turner. It could be Isaac Grindo. It definitely could be Juwar Jordan. It could be any of those guys.
You know, and kind of on that point, something that we've talked about in multiple podcasts leading up to the season and discussed on the message boards and, you know, and in articles and whatnot is, you know, when you think of Jeff Brohm, everybody around the country and even here, you think throwing the ball. You know, we've talked about how could this potentially be a run-first team. You know, and you look at the first game and Louisville carried the ball more and they threw it 34 to 31, pretty balanced. And I think that's kind of a trend we're going to see with Louisville all year. You know, you spoke about how talented that backfield is. Like you, I'm curious to see how the rotation goes. You know, will it kind of be like who's got the hot hand type of thing? Really impressed with all three of them. Also impressed with how much Jack run, picking up 50 yards running the ball. Was a little surprised by how many opportunities he took on design calls, but I think it's one where we might see a guy explode for one game and then the next it's somebody else. But you know, you have to like what you saw from those three in that first game, and I think we're going to continue to see big things from them here against Murray State today, and we're looking forward to seeing how it progresses as well. But
another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The tight end spot's another area that I think I'm looking forward to seeing how that continues to evolve as guys like Joey Gatewood and Jamari Johnson gain experience. You know, how much will they factor into the rotation, and will that position start to see a little bit more, you know, attention given to it? So, a lot of things you could still look forward to on the offensive side of the ball, you know, and who comes in behind Jack Plummer when he, you know, assuming he does get lifted, you know, as the score gets out of hand today, you know. So a lot of things to get excited for, Jody, offensively and defensively, too. I want to see them, you know, be consistent, play like they did for four quarters, like they did in the second half against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and we'll get to see tonight as well. You know, we've talked a lot about this freshman class. We'll get to see tonight who Coach Brohm and the staff really trust and really like early on. Stanquan Clark was the only true freshman that played last week. He played on special teams, about six snaps on special teams. I think it was on kickoff is what he was on. As a matter of fact, watch number six on kickoff. He was blowing people up going down the field last week on kickoffs. So watch that. Keep an eye out for that tonight. But we didn't see anybody else. Not special teams, not on offense, not on defense. You know, I think we could end up seeing, you know, Adonijah Green. He's at a spot where they're pretty deep as far as, you know, talent-wise, because Stephen Heron's going to play a ton. Cam Wilson's played well. Popeye Williams, they really like. So there's three that are in front of Adonijah at that spot. So I don't know how much we will see him. I think we will see him. You know, will we see Jamari Johnson? Yes, I think we will. I'm not sure how much we will. You know, a guy like Luke Burgess has made a ton of improvement over the course of fall camp. I don't know that we'll see him this early, maybe later in the year, we get a couple games in, you know, and hold that red shirt. But I'm intrigued by Carter Schwartz. Does Brock Travelstead punt all night tonight? I doubt in a game like this, if it gets out of hand, that they'll continue to put Brock out there for everything to save a little bit of his leg. But you never know. And Carter Schwartz is a freshman that they really like, a true freshman they really like. So that's another thing to watch tonight. A Murray State team, Michael, that Dean Hood has coached a lot of football. He's 14-16 at Murray State. But he has been around the block and coached a whole lot of football. This is a good both of his losses to Louisville came when he was the Eastern Kentucky coach back in 2010 and 2013. This is a Murray State team that early on they're going to come out with some fire. These are guys that think they should be in a Louisville uniform, that they should have been recruited by Power Five schools and Division One schools. They scored 41 against Presbyterian last week. They only gave up 196 yards last week, and they gained 484 in a game where they were the dominant team from that one. So it's a team that's going to try to throw it around. DJ Williams was the Ohio Valley Freshman of the Year 2 years ago, and then last year got hurt, and his season was over after one game. So they're going to try to throw it around. They're going to try to keep the time of possession down. And for Louisville down and see if they can't do some things on offense against the Cardinals. But I expect this one to be, again, just an absolute great night for Louisville, as the Cards are, like I said, 42-ish point favorites. Michael, your pick was 55-13. Mine was 49-14. Who will be the closest? Maybe we'll get to see a little later. So, but Michael, anything to wrap up before we go?
I'm just looking forward to seeing what the environment's like. Like I said at the beginning, the Card March is at 5 p.m. It's the blackout. And, you know, there's been a lot of excitement. Ticket sales have been going quite well. You know, will the crowd be above 50,000? I think it'd be a pretty special thing if you can get over 50,000 on a Thursday night against an FCS opponent. So I know there's a lot of excitement, and I think the team's going to, you know, help the fans be entertained. So really looking forward to an exciting game tonight out of L&M Stadium.
Yeah, I definitely think it will. The lot's open at 2:30 this afternoon. Card March is at 5. I know a lot of people that are going to get out there at early on and get going. Remember, it's a blackout, so wear your black stuff. And the blackouts have been fun in the past, and I think it will be again tonight, Michael. And we will see you on Monday for our regular cards cast, and we've got it all covered tonight. We'll have all kind of stories and reaction from the game. So enjoy the evening. Let's have some fun. And it's the first game at LNN Stadium in the Jeff Brohm era tonight, Louisville and Murray State. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been our game day edition of the Cards Cast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.